A half billion of these are made every year. What is it? We've said it is portable and it's edible. And so your chance to win 2 OneFest tickets today, 7:15 WWIB or shortly thereafter. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day right now. We've made them wait long enough. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Portable and edible. I don't know. I'm afraid to give you a guess. If you get it, then what do I do?
So. Right, exactly. That's my thing is that, I mean, I could guess something that seems completely not likely.
But, yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we're narrowing it down, and people were guessing a food item, and I guess that's kind of obvious once you say edible. So, all right. So it's a Thursday morning, so you got the whole week off?
I do, yeah. And, you know, so I've had this long stretch where I've only worked 3 days, you know, of almost 5 weeks. And
what are you? Okay, I was going to make a joke, but never mind.
Yeah, so okay. The thought of going back is a little bit daunting. I had a dream last night that I went to prison, and I'm wondering if that has something to do with going back to work. I have a great job. I love my job, but yeah. I sure like being home. So,
if you do go to prison, hopefully they let you talk to us at 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah, I would hope so, but you know, it was for something. Actually, it was for helping animals, and so it was for something that nobody would actually go to prison for. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what was going on in the dream.
But. Yeah, right. Well, as is often the case, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. But the real world, we wake up and we go, "Is this a dream? Because it's crazy."
Right. Yes, indeed. That's definitely how I've been feeling.
So I want to weigh in. I don't know. I'm thinking about hugs and love this morning. Hugs, like you know. Our two oldest kids have moved out, but it's kind of moving in the direction that the four out of the five are soon going to be out of the house before you know it. And,
sure.
And that's a hard thing. And kind of getting, but, you know, good thing, you know, you like and love your spouse and stick together through thick and thin. But I don't know, Evelyn came yesterday. She picks up her dog, Darling, which is a miniature poodle. And so we kind of dog sit during the day. And then, I don't know, she left, and I'm like, you know, there was a missed opportunity for a hug. That's the kind of dad I am. When I see you at breakfast, we hug when we see each other, we hug goodbye. I'm convinced that's the way it should be when you see your adult kids, I want to hug you, hello, and hug you goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, and I noticed that, too, with my kiddos, too. You know, that when there's just the day in, day out, it's like, okay, we're just going to go about our business and don't slow down and take that opportunity. But, like, going back and seeing my mom and some of my other family on Tuesday, you know, we all hugged, and I was just struck by how amazing, particularly my cousin Connie, how amazing her hugs are.
Huh.
And, you know, so it's funny that you bring that up.
Yeah, it is. And then I guess just love in general is a subject. I remember reading, you ever read any Leo Buscaglia?
Yeah, not for a long, long time, but yeah, I have.
But I mean, this is a guy, he taught at USC, kind of like Dallas Willard, but I mean, he tried to have a class on love.
Yep.
And whether it was extracurricular or otherwise, and he just talked openly about people thought, this is odd. I mean, what are you doing, an academic class? It seems like love gets minimized, diminished, disrespected. But it needs to be at the forefront of our thoughts, minds, actions, and life.
It does. And unfortunately, it often drifts to the background. And I'm grateful that people like that took the opportunity to teach classes about it. And we all probably need to take some refresher courses on what love looks like.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, let's see. We've got one verse today, and it is Acts 4:33.
And it says, the apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all.
Mm-hmm. That's all?
That's all.
Well, you got more to say on it than that. All right.
Yeah.
Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentaries say, the apostles, filled with my spirit, taught and testified to my son's resurrection, a promise of salvation for everyone who believed in Jesus. I bathed that community in my grace. I'm going to underline that. However, just because they lived 2,000 years ago, I did not bless them any more than the generations before or after them. You are filled by my spirit just as they were. My son has invited you to the resurrection life as a recipient of my grace. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think we have this vision of the people who lived at that time, right? The Christians who lived at that time. But they dealt with a lot of the same pettiness and struggles we did. But, you know, I think if we recognize that everyone has access to the Spirit, you know, and that we all can live graciously and lovingly, as you were saying before, we're no different than they are, and we're all invited to that.
Uh-huh. Good stuff. Well, enjoy another day off. Back to work, what, on Monday?
Monday, yeah.
All right, friend. Do some reading. There we go.
It began as Tuesday trivia. It continues as Win It Wednesday now. Finally, it is Try It Again Thursday. Your chance for two full event tickets to OneFest 2024, along with parking. If you can solve this question at 715-723-2555, we've given two clues. We'll give you those once again. The original question was as follows. Half a billion, with a B, half a billion of these are made each year. What is it? Half a billion of these are made each year. And how will we've given not one, but two clues. And it seems like today would be the day that hopefully those clues will come to fruition.
Yeah, we told people initially it was portable, and then we let them know it's edible.
Portable and edible. So half a billion of these, they're portable, they're edible, are made each year. Half a billion. What is it for two full event tickets to OneFest?
After we gave the second clue, people guessed bottles of water, Hershey Kisses, granola bars, Hostess snack cakes, cheeseburgers, pretzels, corn dogs, and ice cream cones. None of those was the right answer. All right, to the phones we go at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm on the phone.
Yep, you are. You're on the radio, too.
Yeah, Misha.
I'm sorry. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
All right, Jan, what do you think?
Pizzas.
Is it pizzas? Half a billion pizzas. Jan?
Sorry, Jan.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Another Chippewa Falls caller.
All right.
Mark here.
Thanks, Mark. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Lunchables.
Lunchables.
Yeah, there we go. Kind of specific there. Lunchables on the go, portable, edible, but not what we're looking for.
Not Lunchables. My kids love Lunchables. Yeah, my blood pressure doesn't like the sodium in those, but still tasty.
Yeah, they're pretty popular. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Luke from Ladysmith.
Hey, Luke.
What do you think?
I'm thinking about those, Uncrustables.
Oh,
Uncrustables, yeah.
Yeah, Uncrustables. Half a billion Uncrustables made each year.
PBJs without the crust. It's not it.
They didn't have those when I was a kid, but now it's like, wow, that's pretty delicious.
I guess it goes without saying they didn't have them when I was a kid either. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Andy from Buckner Falls.
Hey, Andy.
Popsicles.
Popsicles.
Yeah.
Portable. Half a billion.
Edible. Very good in the summer of 2024, but not what we're looking for.
Again, it's portable, it's edible. Half a billion of these are made each year. We want to give one of you two full event tickets to OneFest this year.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, you're determined here this morning.
Yes, I am. I'll go with burritos.
Is it burritos?
Okay. Burritos. All right, sorry.
Rosie's Texas Outpost makes some great burritos. They're going to be at OneFest, by the way. So
excellent. Yeah, I think I've eaten from them at OneFest before. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Ladysmith.
Hi, Julie.
And my guess is going to be hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Portable, edible, hot dogs. Very summer, very American, but not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call.
Three more guesses this time around. We have guests at 8:15, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get this solved this hour if we can.
That'd be nice. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, go ahead.
Okay, he says portable, so I am thinking walking tacos.
Walking tacos.
Yeah, that's okay, there we sure. go. Something moving, not what we're looking for.
Half a billion of these are made each year. What could it be?
Mm-hmm. Couple more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
All right, Sherry.
Is it Pete?
Is it what?
Those little Peeps, those Easter marshmallow things.
Easter Peeps.
That's an excellent guess. Yeah. And now they make them for all sorts of other holidays, too. The Peeps Invasion. Is it Peeps?
I think you could get Peeps cream for your coffee, but that's not it.
You know what's really good is Rice Krispie treats made with Peeps. Like if you have leftovers, very tasty.
It does. I usually like, you know, one or two during the year.
I can usually handle one a year.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last guess this go around.
All right, Mark from Chippewa.
All right, Mark, third and final here, this segment.
I'll go with yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yogurt, yeah. Could that
Enjoyed
be
some
it?
Yogurt this morning?
Sorry, Mark.
Not yogurt. All right. Keep thinking portable and edible. 500 million of these are made each year, and we'll bring this back later on in the hour. Hopefully, we'll get it solved.
Do we have to come up with another hint? Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, we got the first of two drawings here this morning.
We do indeed. So this is from everyone who came out to our Summer Smiles finale event yesterday. Thank you so much. A gorgeous day at Avenue Orchard. We had a lot of fun and really enjoyed that time. And so this is for the Wisconsin Dells Family 4-Pack. And we added to this, as we told you right before the event, it is now 7 different Wisconsin Dells attractions with 4 passes each. So the winner of this will get 4 passes to Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park with all the roller coasters, Land of Natura Floating Water Park, America's largest floating water park, also Circus World in Baraboo, the original Wisconsin Ducks, Top Secret, Lost Temple Adventure, Tommy Bartlett Science Exploratory. The winner will get 4 tickets to each of those. This package is worth well over $600, Alvo.
Fantastic. All right, we're rustling through the box here. Who is going to be the winner?
The winner is Anna Westaby from Fall Creek. Congratulations.
Anna. Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you so much for coming.
What an amazing family 4-pack. We just increased the value this week, right?
So yeah, over $600 worth of prizes. So, Anna, you and your family are going to be having a ball down in the Wisconsin Dells.
They sure are. Well, we've got another drawing, Caleb, and we're going to do this like we've never done a drawing before.
Yeah, indeed. So this is for our grand prize from all of our Summer Smiles events. So again, we had 4 of them. So if you came to all 4 of them, you got a chance to sign up at each one for this prize. If you got a golden gumball at any of those, you got another name in the box. And so this box is stuffed with entries. I looked at it and I was like, oh, how many are in there? And then I started digging through and it's like, oh, they've all kind of settled. Like the weight of all the paper entries in here has really settled as we are ready now to do the drawing for our Summer Smiles grand prize, which is 2 full event tickets plus parking to OneFest 2024 and the very last pair of meet and greets for the Saturday night headliner, Toby Mac. Unavailable for purchase because they're all sold out. The last 2 we have. And so your only chance to meet Toby winning this drawing. And the winner is...
coming up after the break. But we do have a winner, I guess.
We do indeed. All right. Thanks for waiting with us. Who gets to meet Toby Mac at OneFest? Plus gets 2 full event tickets and parking for OneFest 2024. The grand prize winner from our Summer Smiles events. And again, thank you to Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC for their sponsorship all throughout the summer. The grand prize winner is Hope Schwartz from Eau Claire. Congratulations, Hope. You're meeting Toby Mac.
Congratulations, Hope. That's awesome. How exciting. You're going to OneFest and you get to meet the Saturday night headliner, Toby Mac. So way to go. And everybody who registered throughout all 4 of the Summer Smiles events. But now another chance for somebody to win 2 tickets and parking to OneFest.
Yes, indeed. And we've been working on this. This is the 3rd day, and now's the chance. Now's the chance to win 2 full event tickets and parking to OneFest if you can solve this question. So half a billion of these are made each year. 500 million of these are produced each year. We've told you it is portable. It is edible. It is portable. It is edible. 500 million of these are made each year. 715-723-2555. Give us a call right here, right now. 723-2555. 500 million of these portable, edible products are made each year. What could it be? 715-723-2555. If we don't get a winner this hour, we'll have to push this off till after 8:45. So let's do this.
All right. Well, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Rachel from Osseo.
Hi, Rachel.
Pudding cups.
Pudding cups. Is there it pudding
That's
cups?
That's a great guess. Could that be it? Not that much.
Not pudding cups.
Again, we never know for sure. Maybe there's that many. That's not what we're looking for. So 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy.
Is it cheese sticks?
Is it cheese sticks?
Sorry, Tammy.
Not cheese sticks. I do enjoy a good string cheese.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. That's, you know, when we got married, my wife wanted me to bring her flowers, and now it's become, if I bring her home fresh cheese curds, you know.
There you go.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Katie from Rice Lake.
Hey, Katie.
Is it donuts?
Is it donuts? Half a billion
donuts.
Donuts
made every year, that's for sure. Could that be it? I think there's that many at Quick Trip alone.
Seems like it, right? 715-723-2555. Think portable, think edible. Half a billion of these are made each year.
Hi, what's your name? Where
Hi,
are you calling
Shelley
from?
Hi, Shelley in Chautauqua.
Okay. I missed your first name.
Shelley.
Okay.
Shelley.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it chicken nuggets?
Is it chicken nuggets?
Yeah, thinking there because chicken, but chicken nuggets, yeah, a lot of those. That's not it.
I am getting hungry, though.
I know. Yeah, right.
Cheese sticks, chicken nuggets, some donuts afterward. Can get all those things at Quick Trip.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy.
Ice cream cones.
That's Ice been cream guessed. Cones. That's been guessed. Think on your feet, Tammy. Another guess. Bonus.
Portable, edible.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah, those little pint containers. That's not it, though. Sorry.
715-723-2555. Two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking on the line.
We've talked about another hint, but apparently that's not going to come till later.
I guess so, now that we've gone this far into it. I actually did sort of give it in a subtle fashion. So
all right. Hi,
folks
what's your name?
Attention.
Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
Yeah.
Slushies, or snow cones, I'm sorry.
Okay,
snow cones.
Oh, yeah. Think about Representative Jesse James, his wife Vicky, and their
snowy.
Snowy, yeah. That's not it, sorry.
Half a billion of these are made each year, portable and edible. What is it?
Let me give Jesse, he's a state senator, not a representative. Hi.
Jan from Chippewa.
Okay. What do you think, Jan?
Ice cream cones.
That's been guessed.
That's been guessed. Go ahead, Jan. Guess again. Well, we're just over 2 weeks away from the family event of the summer, OneFest 2024. And joining us today from the OneFest lead team, husband and wife duo extraordinaire April and Shane Matheson. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
It's Caleb.
So tell me a little bit about each of your roles. Starting with Shane, what do you do at OneFest? Because I know you've been part of this for a long time now.
Yeah, I was one of the few that Heather started off with in 2017 and 2018 as we started organizing everything. So I've been here since the beginning. My role has evolved, sort of. I'm the logistics coordinator, so pretty much all the coordinating, all the setup, all the, setting up the banners and the performance area and all that stuff. So I'm kind of overarching all of that stuff. So that's where I'm at. It's kind of one of the main setup people. And I was on the board, president of the board, up until last fall, and then I stepped down. And so I've been involved in just about everything there is to do with OneFest at one point.
Indeed. And April, again, I know you as kind of the right-hand woman for Heather. Again, when folks win OneFest tickets from us, usually I'm sending your information to April and say, April, can you send them their tickets? And you're the one who's always staying on top of that. But you do so many different things. I don't even know what your title officially is. But
well, I think my official title is Heather's assistant, and Heather's the festival director. So I just love her directing me to do whatever she needs to help keep the festival going and organized. And she's the planner, and I'm the doer.
And so while April and Shane, April, as people know about kind of Heather as the visionary, the founder, but it sounds like your friendship with Heather goes back even before OneFest and your involvement with us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've been friends for a very long time, and our kids have grown up together. And I was just sharing with Caleb the other day a great story about a festival she took me to, and I was not a Christian music listener. And she continued to invite me to things like that. And at one of the festivals, she said, I don't know why we don't have something like this where we live. And I said, well, do it. Let's do it. And that was the start of she had been being called for a while. But then I got Shane involved. So the rest is history.
I think about this. There's a story in scripture of Saul's son, Jonathan, and he had an armor bearer. Who, when Jonathan was saying, man, should we do something about these Philistines, these enemies? And his armor bearer said, hey, go, do it. I'm with you heart and soul. And that's what I hear from you. So again, Heather, like you mentioned, a visionary, but you need a cheerleader. You need somebody who says, not only, hey, you can do it, but you should do it. And I'm going to be right with you, helping you. And that's been kind of a transformative thing in your life as well, too, hasn't it, in terms of Christian music and the impact that it's had on you and your life and your family?
Oh, absolutely. I know last year, I was after Saturday night at the festival here in Chippewa Falls, people are leaving and I'm saying, thanks for coming. Everybody's like, you guys would do such a great job. And I'm like, look, I said, we're very minor in this whole process. I mean, really, it's we're here to do the work of God. We're just God's hands and feet as through this whole thing. It's not about us. It really isn't. We would not be able to have pulled this off. You know, I know you've heard this story. You know, we're sitting there March of 2018 saying, yes, we're going to have a festival. We've got no money. We've got no artists. We've got nothing, but we're going to go ahead with this. And then it slowly trickled in. We got, you know, I think it was 10th Avenue North finally said, hey, we'll take a chance on you. And then from there, it just built. And where it's come in the last 6 years is amazing. But it's because we have amazing God, not because of us. And so it really is just amazing how this thing has grown and taken off.
And April, as the One Fest is now just 15 days away, which, again, we've been promoting it since last year's event, right? And looking forward to Toby Mac, Jeremy Camp, and now so many other artists. But kind of picking up on your story, it'd be great for people not only to be thinking about getting their tickets, but maybe even inviting a friend, maybe even somebody that's not a regular Christian radio or Christian music listener.
Absolutely. It's kind of part of my own personal mission with One Fest is to get as many people there as possible, just especially if they're not a Christian music listener. If you have a friend that just loves music and loves food trucks and has little kids and want a family-friendly environment, it's just the perfect summer event for your entire family. And you don't have to know all the words, and you don't have to know all the artists to enjoy this event and be uplifted and grow closer to God.
And it really is something, too, that, again, kids 10 and under are free at One Fest, and it's created to be a family event, you know, to bring family and friends. And maybe you know somebody who doesn't have a lot of family in the area. Welcome them into your family for the weekend. They'll be welcomed into the One Fest family as well. And it's just a really, really, I think, can be life-changing event here, too. And again, when we get out of the way and we let God do his work, there can be some pretty amazing things happen. So we want to invite everyone out. And I know there's also just lots of opportunities for folks to be able to volunteer, to help. And they can get all that information at your website as well, right?
You betcha. And I just wanted to highlight a couple of the new things, if
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, go for it.
This year, you know, there's the main stage artists, like you mentioned, and the big break stage, which are some more local artists. But also this year we have the Little More stage with the One Fest One Voice competitors, mm-hmm, and the band showcase. And so those are youth in our area that are going to be singing and playing for everyone and have their chance at taking the stage. It's a really cool opportunity that has been requested for several years. And with this venue, we're able to make that happen. So I'm really excited about that.
And just go ahead, Mark.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, tons of space. I mean, I was looking at the map the other day. I mean, the space for teen games and youth games. I mean, and just the Lord gave you room by moving to the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Cadott. So, again, there's just so much space and so many more campsites. And I really hope folks will take advantage of that, too, and say, come and stay and experience what it's like to be part of a Christian music festival in the community of camping. I've been at Christian music festivals where they call it like a tent city. And it's just the camaraderie. It's just, it will be uplifting. It will be encouraging to you. And so, again, come and bring a friend or a dozen friends. It'll be a great, great weekend.
Shane, April, thanks so much for coming in. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Stop by anytime. All right. And again, go to wib.com/OneFest or wib.com and click on events and you'll see the One Fest tab and get your information. Get your tickets and take somebody, take a friend, use it as an outreach and change their life. Brent Walker's going to be there on Saturday night at 5 hitting the main stage. Here he is on the Whip Wake Up Show, Weather Bottom of the Young. Well, I misspoke earlier and said it was that this is the 10th time. This is the 10th time we're trying to give away these One Fest tickets and free parking to the event 15 days away, Caleb.
And we are really hoping that we can get a winner right here, right now. And so excited for you to be able to join us at One Fest, or maybe you want to bless someone else with these if you win. 715-723-2555. And this is the question we've been trying since a little after 7:45 a.m. on Tuesday to get. Half a billion, with a B, half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion of what are produced each year? 715-723-2555. We have told you this is portable. We have told you this is edible. Also, I've said I think these are most often purchased in convenience stores, gas stations, things like that. Doesn't mean you can't purchase them elsewhere, but I would say they are most often purchased where it's like, oh, yeah, grab one of these, you know, for the road, whatever. So portable, edible, and I would say very often purchased in convenience stores. 500 million of them made each year. Let's do this.
All right. 723-2555, 723-2555. Portable, edible, convenience store. So, hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Beth from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, do you think, Beth?
I was going to say apples, but that's not just what you get at a convenience store.
Okay. What are you going to say?
What's your final answer?
Soda.
Soda. Is it soda?
Sorry, Beth.
Not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Katie from Rice Lake again.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Katie, what do you think?
Is it corn dogs?
Is it corn dogs?
Somebody has guessed that.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Katie, think on your feet then.
Okay, is it cups of coffee?
Is it cups of coffee? Has that really not been guessed yet? I don't think it has. All right, not cups of coffee. Thank you, Katie from Rice Lake. Call us back. Let's get you a winner.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Gina from Spooner.
From Spooner. Great to hear from Spooner.
Yeah. Is it Twinkies?
Is it Twinkies?
Now, somebody had said the larger, broader Hostess cupcakes or Hostess goodies. Could it be Twinkies, which fit in that under that? But no, that's not.
Can I say in a way she's on the right track by naming a branded product? Is that all right? You know, so again,
you can say that.
Yeah, I guess I just did. So yeah, branded product. So kind of. Anyway.
What would happen if I said, no, you can't say that?
I know. It's like, can't pull it back.
All right, hello?
Hello, yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? He's like, this is my time.
Yeah, my name is Jason. I'm calling from Rice Lake.
All right,
and,
Jason.
Is it a Jack Link's beef jerky?
Is it Jack Link's beef jerky? It is not, but I would say,
go ahead.
I mean, I would say you are really sniffing in the right direction there,
you're
Jason from Rice Lake.
Anybody else has been.
Yes, absolutely. 500 million of these are made each year, portable, and it's edible. Often purchased at convenience stores, very often, and then I think a brand name as well.
And he said what again?
He said Jack Link's
Jack
beef
Link's.
Jerky.
Okay, so it's not Jack Link's beef jerky. To that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hey, Brian with Oliva.
Okay, Brian.
Well, I'm thinking of snacks, meat snack sticks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. In fact, the ones that Caleb gave me yesterday.
So what would that be?
I can't think of the name. I just had it. Now I just dropped.
So what I gave you yesterday was Wenzel's snack sticks. I'm not saying it's the right or wrong answer. I'm just saying, is that what you want to guess?
But that's what I want to guess.
Yeah. All right. So he wants to guess Wenzel's snack sticks?
Not it.
No. But again, hopefully folks are figuring out. We are really close.
These last two than we've been all... the last 3 days. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Altoona.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Desmond.
All right, Desmond.
Desmond.
And I'm guessing Slim Jims.
Desmond from Altoona. This is the first time we've actually heard from Altoona with the dozens of cities we've heard from. Desmond from Altoona says 500 million Slim Jims are produced each year.
Desmond, do you want to go to One Fest?
Yeah.
Because you're going!
Desmond, you win!
Yeah!
How old are you, Desmond?
I'm 11. I'm in the car with my family. I was just listening to you.
Well, Desmond, thank you so much for listening. And I don't want to presume because Halvo puts this together, but I think you guys might have just made best of the week.
You did.
And you are going to One Fest. Hang on the ear, off the ear, rather, and we will get some information from you. And Desmond, we're going to send you and a guest to One Fest on our dime. How about that?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Well done, Desmond from Altoona. Yes, after 3 days of trying, 500 million Slim Jims are made each year.